Yeah. So, yes, sir. Henry will be here at 6.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That means at Camp David.
He'll be, yeah, he gets in at Andrews at 5.
5, well then he'll be here a little sooner than 6.
Well, by the time he unloads and...
Yeah, okay.
Max and gets up here, it'll be, by the time he can see you, it's going to be 6.
Fine.
So, I figured you'd want to do it, go ahead then.
So, yeah, so that you get done. Then on the Rogers thing, shouldn't we make it...
We're having him at 7.
Oh, you moved it up a half hour already.
We'll have him come at 7 and figure dinner at about 7:15.
If that's fine.
Unless you want it.
Fine.
We can adjust that anyway. You
got Rogers at 7 is fine. Well, it's good to have him just a little sooner than 7:30 that way, because Henry's going to be tired.
Yeah.
And we'll get to get done, and it's good for me to get out so I can get back to the...
So Rogers was maneuvering to come up in the chopper with Henry, and so it was important for Henry to come right from Andrews, which is the way we're getting him up early, which we wanted to do so he could see you before Bill got here.
Yeah.
It works out fine. So we've gotten another, you know, Henry's coming from Andrews, and then Bill's coming up in a separate chopper later.
Yeah, but make it 7 o'clock. Well, that's not much time lag anyway.
No.
And,
so I give you...
Well, that's plenty of time.
Plenty of time with Henry, and then get dinner
mm-hmm.
underway and over a little earlier.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's fine.
I got the report on the
Schultz.
Yeah, O'Brien, John said he'd forgotten to ask, tell me about it, and I'd forgotten to ask him this morning, but O'Brien showed up yesterday on as instructed with his son and with all their records, and he asked that his case be postponed till after the election, and they declined. They said no, that they had to pursue it right away.
Sure, like postponing the 1701.
And he's quite shook up about the whole thing. A cursory examination of what he has left with him would indicate that if everything that he says is true, he is clear. But that he's left all the records there, and they're starting through them, and our guy, Roger Barth, will be going through them also. So we've got his files,
mm-hmm.
and now we can do some exploring.
But it looks as if you say it's...
On the basis of what he says, if what he says is true, but this is true of almost anybody, you know, when they come in,
mm-hmm.
you say, well, you obviously he's not going to come in and say, I've not paid my taxes.
Yeah.
He's going to say, I have it all
covered. At least we've got a guy working on it like Barth that's not going to give it a cursory examination.
That's right. It'll be very thoroughly examined and yeah. on the merits and also on the for the political interest of anything else that might be in this. That was the other thing. We wanted to
yeah.
get rummaging through the records.
They're going through his, also that public relations file, Napolitan, right?
Napolitan.
And his associate's business, right?
Yep.
And they've indicated it's in connection with the Hughes investigation, is that
yep.
right?
Right.
Perfectly.
It came up as a very major payment under their investigation of Hughes. So obviously there's no political motivation in it at all. It's
yeah. Routine. Right. The Hughes thing was independent of any clerics.
Sure. And it's been underway for some time. I mean, you know, it's a routine departmental check. And,
boy, that's a lot of nerve to say to put it off till after the election.
Yep. negative in some way.
The way to handle this is obviously, if anything comes out on him and say no, this is it. Then you got a beautiful thing if he starts to brag about it. No, this is with regard to investigation of Hughes. Who paid him. Paid him $190,000. See, they bust that.
That's right. And you got that out there for him to figure out what to do with.
And I put up paid him, that paid his son so much. Put them both in. Don't fart around on that. Leave Humphrey's son out, but put his in.
Good deal. Okay.